The Oracle, Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment, education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment of investment education, information, analysis, and I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. I've got complete house today. Malam Garba Kurfi is in the house early. And then our friend Aruna Kibira is also in the house. I'm going to go on a short break. When I return, it will be an explosive session. You cannot afford to miss it. I will be right back.
Mama Kechi de chop, Papa Chichi de happy, Mama Kunle de gbadun, Auntie Kiki de happy, Alaji Sef de smile, Aji Ajos de happy, as them. Brother Benji de squeeze face like wooden teeth in charger, you know. People go de win 1 million for 15 days, oh. Salary for life, you feel win 10 million naira cash. Why you know? You feel to win 10 million or salary for life on Christmas Day. Salary for life, we're waiting you want again. Why you know?
Welcome back. Now please help me or join me in welcoming Malam Garba Kurfi is the Managing Director of APT Securities and Funds Limited, member Nigerian Stock Exchange. Malam, you are welcome.
I'm happy to be with you.
And then our friend Aruna Kibira, he also is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer, Global View Capital Limited, also member Nigerian Stock Exchange.
Thank you for having
me. The two of you are looking good. All right, Aruna, Malam predicted that the market was going to improve last week. Right, and upper week he did say so casual. Last Sunday he said so casually, and that was what we saw. Your tie is looking good, your shirt is looking good, your face looking is that the proceed of the improving market?
Yeah, you know, I we thank God, but I know that the market was off, but this is a show of hard work that have been before.
Okay, Malam, the market moved according to your expectation, your prediction, right? I ought to be bringing this question much later, but let me fast forward it. What will be your expectation for the market this week?
My expectation is that the market will continue going up.
But the truth is that, Malam, you have never seen any time that you expect the market to be down.
Well, the truth of the matter is that our market is grossly underpriced. Most of our stock are trading at the PE ratio of 5, 6, 7. Yeah. It's never done anywhere.
Yeah.
Secondly, this market has promised beyond our expectation. Look, I'm highly delighted when I got an interim dividend of 1 naira. Yeah. When I least expected this one for the last 10 years from the company. And there's many hopes.
Mention the company.
Lafarge.
All right.
They did it and we're happy with that. And that is an ISO for the rest. I tell you that next year you'll see other cement join the vanguard.
Now we go straight to market analysis. In the course of last week, to end the second major trading week on the floors of the Nigerian Exchange Group, the All Share Index was up 2.95%. Market capitalization was also up 2.95%. Volume was up 3.03%. Value was up 69.25%. Deals down 14.91%. But year-to-date, market capitalization, 7.19% growth. And All Share Index of the NGX was up 7.41%. The market recorded some improvements last week. Was it expected or a game of chance?
Well, it was expected because this issue of the approval in principle was over the weekend, and the team began to see the effect of the market on Monday. But I believe that First Bank also have a strong move on Friday to consolidate what we are saying.
Malam, value grew substantially. Was this us? Was the value a general market thing or was just brought about by performances of a few stocks?
Liquidity and correction of our portfolio balances. So fund managers are expected to play the market because they want to correct their portfolio balances before the end of the year. that will increase liquidity into the market and that make a lot of companies to have price appreciation, even for the coming week.
Even this week, we expect this to continue?
Yes, we expect this.
Okay. Please don't forget that a clip of all, not even clip, full detail, everything as it is, of what we do here will be made available on our website, stocksng.com. STOCKSNG. Stocks in plural, stocksng.com. All right? And all the previous episodes, analysis, all my writing. I think when it comes to writing on retirement in this country, I don't think anybody has written the number of articles I have written on retirement, on children education, or kiddies finance and others. They are there on the website, stocksng.com. Just take your time, stay with the website, move from one page to the other, and then you'll get fully educated, you'll get fully informed. Now, looking at the gainers, one, what I can see is that gains were not really substantial, which means to me the market was still hugely or largely under pressure, in the sense that NIMET, which was the highest gainer, only grew 12.50%, Restar 12.18%, Airtel Africa 11.76%, and then MTN grew 8.77%. All right, the growth was mild. What do you think?
But you can see that it was we are coming from a week where we have losses. I believe the market is just trying to tell you that it's waking up from that pressure that we saw in the first trading week of November.
Malam, do you believe that? Because I believe that if the market was coming from a weak point, the growth should actually be substantial.
Look, when you want the elephant to dance, you have to get ready.
Okay.
MTN and Airtel, this single two company control more than 35% of the entire market. So if these two gain, what happened to the all share index? For me, the gainers are big enough, but the beauty of it, they all gain on the base on the expectation. But what makes me delighted, a stock like Unilever, a stock like First Bank, which have not yet declared their Q3, they are also gaining. It shows you the other bank will come with the rally. And it shows you that, look, the rally is not over.
Is it a rally or market resistance, so to speak? I don't want to.
I don't think that is the market resistance. The market have done the resistance in the September. Now it's just the rally. Last year we experienced it in October, November, December. This year we are experiencing it. Let's see what will happen by the end of December. It's a rally. They have just started.
Okay. I keep my fingers crossed.
Okay. I will also not call it resistant because the market is growing. I don't think if it's resistant, that maybe we'll have to say like 0.01, that down or up. So the market is set to rally.
If it is a rally, I should expect something in the region. In a week, the market can grow, a stock can grow like 45%.
But you saw what happened, but you know, there was profit taken in the first week of November. At least, you know, and even this week, there's other review. They were also.
So, what I'm saying significantly is that the market is resisting further losses. I might not necessarily see this as a rally. And let me prove it to you. If you look at the percentage losers, too, you see that it is almost in the same pattern as the gains. Corn oil lost 14.90%, which was the highest. And thereafter, Farmadeco, Computer Warehouse, Baga, Custodian, Multiverse, Regency Alliance, Prestige, all the rest of them, they all lost 10% and below. So to me, the market is in between. I wouldn't call this a rally, but that is not an issue. We wait to see. I saw FBN crossing 12 Naira. Maybe I should put the question to Mala. Where is this coming from again?
Look, you know, there is many interest in the First Bank. But they have seen the way, and everybody won't try his luck. And those who have not crossed 5%, they want to see what they can do, because if you are 5% and above, you are what we call exclusive right, because now you cannot trade for this period up to the time that they release their zone. So the other one that they are not up to there, they also want to catch up. And that rally is just the beginning for the First Bank. And I assure you, the other bank will follow the suit. because people trust Nigeria. If they try it one, they will try it others.
You see why you must log on to this program. We give you information that you don't get. Anyway, Aruna, I put it to you. I know why First Bank is moving. I can tell now why MTN is moving. I can tell why Airtel Africa is moving. Why is Nimet moving?
I think they released their quarter four result. The turnover grew by 7.3% and this any per share growth was 61%. And the market is believing that if they pay 6.5 kobo from 11 kobo of the previous year representing 59%, there's every possibility at 17 kobo, 17.7 kobo, they might likely do 11 kobo. That was what the market responded to.
Okay, we go to losers now. Madam, I will start from Computer Warehouse Group. They came to say they are doing reconstruction. And immediately, the market began to price them low. We could say 9.73% decline last week. Is that not the market saying we are not welcoming your share reconstruction?
Well, you see, shareholders, investors, the market never welcome share reconstructions. Because share reconstruction, in most cases, is only good if you are good.
If you are good.
And most of those companies, they go for share construction, they are not good enough.
Mm.
And therefore, the shareholder is not happy with losing his holding. He rather cut off his loss. Mm. And that is what you are seeing in CNG. But I want to go back to Con Oil. I told you, this is not the company that I trust with. So when I see that, I'm not surprised. So honestly speaking, when you see the other oil company, they are going up. Con Oil is the other way around. It shows the response of the owner. So the owner must show confidence of your company, show your face to the shareholder, and that will be reflected in your price.
You know what you are telling me, Malam? You are telling me that basically what we invest in is more than mere name.
Yes.
But we invest also in the major owners and the key managers of the company, which means what makes a company company basically are the people.
Yes. And the presence of the shareholders, especially those stakeholders, because they will say one or two things. And that is delighted in the mind of the investors. Mm. But we call for AGM, you are not there. Mm. Your statement is right home about how do you expect your price to be going high?
Do you see why we need to converge as shareholders? We force him to get there. If you don't want, maybe they should just manage and get delisted. Appear all of us back.
Well, what we are saying that we don't want him to be delisted. We want him to change.
If he doesn't want to change, what happens?
No, he must change.
He must change.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's leave maybe we talk about multiverse. We saw it moving up the other day. One thing I like the market is that you don't just move up without any meaningful factor, any meaningful reason. The market will price you down. I guess that was exactly what
happened. Two kobo loss that 100,000 can do.
No, my concern is that these multipass, you know what they are doing? They are inquiry.
Yes,
and construction is going all
everywhere,
over
every time.
So why can't they make money?
I cannot understand it. I know that their managing director, if they have not changed the majority, he used to be my friend, but we have not communicated in a long, long while. I will try as much as possible
to reach him to
know what is really happening there, because it's just quiet, okay? He used to visit me back in days, but I don't know where he is as we speak. Malam, very good. Very big thank you to you. Aruna, very big thank you to you. And those of you, particularly those that made a call, connecting somebody to this program, I want to say a very big thank you to you. All this will be on our website, StocksNG.com. Until next time, when I come your way again, I'm yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Obabunjo. God bless you. Enjoy your week.